How would you assess your time since you've taken over with the Steelers?
Well, busy, Seth, because there's so much to do. You know, I mean, the recruiting side is in full swing. I'm trying to get around everybody that was associated with the playing side, if you like. So the staff, the on and off staff. I'm looking to put a new staff in as well. So there's a hell of a lot going on right now and tying up other things as well. So all good, but very busy.
Is it a different challenge to the one you anticipated when you took the job?
No, not really. Not really. I knew, you know, and I have quite a lot of experience in this side of things, so I knew what was ahead of me. And it's just a case of, you know, getting out there every day and getting it done. So, it's been a busy period, Seth. I won't deny that, but I knew it would be that. Yeah, it kind of goes with the job, especially when you're rejigging it a little bit and adding and taking away bits and bobs. It's just got to be done professionally and properly.
With the Champions League, do you feel like there's an added pressure not only to recruit quality, but also with the time frame changing by the best part of a month?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an added pressure. It's something that we should all be excited about, you know, being in the Champions League. And it's a huge privilege and an honour for us to be there. And thankfully for what the team did last year, we're there. The pressure comes from, getting a team, you know, recruited in time, you know, basically the end of June. You need to really have your majority, well, your North American players, because of the visas and the work permits, etc., to give us enough time to get in early August and get our training camp under full swing, you know, with the Champions League coming in mid-August.
I suppose one of the biggest differences for you between this year and previous years in the Elite League is the changes in rules, particularly regarding goaltenders and work permits. How big a spanner has that thrown in the works?
Well, I think it's a huge... I mean, the work permit side doesn't change, but the fact that the goalies have to have played 75% of the games that they've dressed in makes it a very, very, very tough task for anybody that's looking to bring a non-passport holding or a non-visa holding player goaltender into the country. And I think it was Scott Neal that looked at the whole American League and the East Coast League, and only four goalies in both of them leagues would actually qualify. So it's not a great rule. It's not a great rule at all. So, you know, we're having to look at every possible opportunity at the moment, you know, to fill them voids.
Is it more likely that we're going to see more European goalies in the Elite League next season than we have done previously?
Maybe. I mean, obviously, I've got quite a lot of contacts since I've been away, where you didn't know that side of it as much, you know, from coaching over here. But it may be the fact that, you know, people will be recruiting North American goalies from Europe last year. Maybe that will be the case as well, or bringing guys back from this year. So, yeah, it's just about taking a look at what we've got. I mean, Yunus is very keen to come back. I know that. I've been in contact with him. But I'm just taking my time, having a good look at what's out there and see, you know, what's going to be the best thing for the club going forward. And he's very much in my plans, but you've got to look at the big picture.
And you definitely see yourself going with one starting goalie, for want of a better word, and then a less experienced backup.
Well, that's kind of the way it is here, isn't it? I mean, it's the way it's been here for forever. So, yes, I mean, I won't be looking to bring in two import goaltenders, if that's your question.
Yeah, I suppose it is, because last year, if you look at Nottingham, you look at Sheffield, and you look at Belfast, all had to go out and recruit netminding midway through the season, which caused them relatively big problems.
Yeah, and it could be a problem again if it happened, you know, because the pool of players you can actually recruit is minimised due to this new ruling that's come in. So, I mean, we're looking at it. We're looking at all aspects of it. So we'll just do the best thing that we feel that we need for our club.
What are you going to do with regards to the Champions League? Are you going to have one squad for the Champions League, or is it going to be the same group of players that you see taking you between August the 1st and April the 1st, if you like?
No, we'll have the ones. I mean, I know Nottingham, they loaded up, didn't they? Did they end up with 17 imports or something like it was to go into the Champions League? No, we're not looking to do that at all. We're looking to take pretty much the squad that we start in the Champions League is the team that I'm putting together for the Elite League. So that'll pretty much remain the same.
And do you believe you can still be competitive in the Champions League doing that?
Well, you know, I think we could be competitive, but you have to remember, Seth, I mean, if you pull a couple of the big boys, you know, Skellefteå and Luleå or whatever, or Växjö over in Sweden, I mean, these are NHL level teams. I mean, they really are. But if we pull a team from Norway, maybe from Denmark, you know, we have a chance. Germany, we have a chance. Of course you have a chance. As soon as you lace them up, you have a chance. But, you know, we're just excited with the draw. We're going over there tomorrow, me and David. And we'll see who we get. We're in no control of that. It's a bit of lady luck. There's, you know, the groups of three. If you can beat out one of the teams in that group, you progress to the next round. And that's with our fingers crossed, hopefully we can get a team or two that we feel we can do that with.
It's some training camp, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's exciting. It's great. It's what it's about. It's a fantastic new concept that's been brought into European hockey, and we're part of it, and we should embrace that and give it our best shot, which we will.
Let's talk about your new signing then that has been announced. And this is a defenseman who you know very, very well.
Yeah, no, I do know him very well. Really liked him. I liked his attitude. He plays with a bit of a snarl and edge. You know, he's a younger guy. He was signed by the Dallas Stars on a 3-year contract. I think he played, you know, best part of 2 seasons or 1.5 seasons in their minor league team in Texas, and then found himself down in the coast. And he's looked to come across to Europe early. And then, you know, we had him over in Aalborg in Denmark. And he's a real competitor, beautiful skater, real strong skater, and puts up the minutes, like I say, and can put up the points as well. I played him in more of a defensive role, if you like, in Aalborg, because we were a young group, and I didn't want him going up and down the ice all night long. You know, we had to spend a lot of time in our end zone at times, so I'm really, really happy with him. You know, I think he'll do very well here, and he's very much in the Neil Martin mold. It's a very similar style of player.
That's massive praise coming from you, because I know you see Neil Martin as possibly the best defenseman that you've had.
Well, it is massive praise, and I don't want to put any pressure on the guy's shoulders, but you know, his skating level is at the level of Neil's, without a doubt. And defensively, he's very strong. You know, he doesn't get beat out in battles. He stays on the right side. And everyone thought Neil Martin was an offensive defenseman. I mean, Neil, when he hit the blue line, used to get a nosebleed. He didn't have a clue what to do. But what Neil was a phenomenal skater, really mobile, always on the right side, made a good, hard first pass, could play physical, great penalty killer, and it could do it all. And, you know, Jace is very much in that mold.
You've got four under contract. You've got a number who are out of contract. Are you likely to be offering terms to any of those remaining?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I haven't got round everybody at the moment. But, you know, I had a good look at what I felt we needed. And I'm happy with the four that we have so far. I look to add a little bit of size to the back end now as well. So, yeah, nobody's out the picture at this point.
So there isn't anybody you've dispatched with?
No, not at all. Not at this point. I mean, I've gone for the type of player that I think can help us. I want a mobile back end. I believe that we have that. Moyer's another guy that's really good on the puck. I mean, changed his game when he went across to Sweden. When he was in Denmark, was far more of an offensive type of defenseman. So he's very rounded in that regard. So if you like, that's kind of the power play. You know, I say the top four. I don't mean it in that way, but maybe your special teams guys, your power play guys in that group of four there. And we're looking to add some big, strong, stay at home boys behind that.
And I suppose you've got the right-left combinations on each unit as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's important. No, I always try and look for that. I mean, it's not always easy to get the right shot defenseman. But, you know, in Cullen and in Jace, we have two of them. And obviously, in Moyer and O'Connor, we have two lefties. So I'll be looking, if possible, to bring a right-left combination for 5 and 6.
When you look at the forwards, how big a task is that, and what sort of moves have you made on the front end?
Well, I'm just having a good look round at the moment and seeing what's out there. I mean, we've got a great base, haven't we, with Fretta and Roy and Wah, if I should say. and, you know, we want to get Dowdy. Dowdy, I thought, finished really strong. He looked really lively going into the last month, 5 weeks of the season, and you know, I really want to get him going this year. I know what he can do. I know his level. And so that excites me as well. So, yeah, I mean, I'm having a good look around at the style and the type of player that we have. And we are talking to three or four forwards right now. And we'll see where that goes.
Is it a case of just throwing offers out there at the minute? Or is it more that you have to wait and then move when you've got somebody absolutely on the line?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just about... I mean, it's such a big process, Seth. It's not just about throwing offers out. I mean, we get 20, 30 names thrown at us every single day. And it's picking out what you feel you need for your hockey club, then doing the research on them, and then finding out you're 30,000 euros away from where you'd ever be for them. So that was a waste of time. So, you know, it's that's the way it is. You know, you have to be very diligent in your research and spend a lot of time, a lot of hours using your contacts that you've amassed across the years. And when one falls into place, you know, you want to go for him. You want to go for the juggler. You want to sign him up. And we're not quite at that stage yet, but we're narrowing it down to where we think we, you know, what we need.
Neil Black says his sides will both play four lines next season. Do you have a view on that? And do you have a view on what you're going to do?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the league's ahead in that way, you know, with the depth that they're coming in. I mean, Belfast, Nottingham, Brayhead will be spending a lot of money with a lot of good British players to maybe put on that fourth line unit, or maybe they'll put a cheaper import in there. I don't know their mix and combinations, but I've come from, you know, four line leagues over the last 2 years, and I know how it works. And yeah, I mean, if they've come out and said that, good for them. Good for them. We, you know, we'll have adequate depth in our squad going forward this season.
So does that mean that you're possibly not looking at four lines initially, if you like?
Well, I mean, you need four lines for the Champions League. There's no doubt about that. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how far the money goes. I mean, you know, I don't want to dilute the squad or dilute the level of player in certain areas if it means getting four lines. But I'm sure we'll have the depth that, you know, we need to compete in this league.
Okay, just finally, on the subject of the under-20s league, there's been a lot of discussion about that already. How do you see it?
Well, we've got a meeting at the end of the month. I mean, that's how I see it. And it will go ahead. It has to go ahead. I'm told that by the Ice Hockey UK officials, that it has to go ahead so the GB20s can enter into the league. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's a lot of criteria that's been sent out. We need to pull that all together at the meeting and see. I mean, it might be for the first year that we regionalize the teams because, you know, physical time and the amount of players. But Seth, it's pretty complicated, and you know, we'll know far more from the 31st onwards.
If it was regionalized, though, would you see Sheffield as being a regional hub?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's something that Tony wants, the ownership wants here. It's something that I want. Absolutely, 100%. Or maybe you share that hub around with two or three other clubs. I mean, the key is getting it going. You know, we all have this vision of where we want this to be, and I think the under-20s has to be the vision for UK hockey going forward. You know, so many of these young kids are, at the moment, or last year, were finishing at 18 because we didn't even have an under-20 league. You know? And then they weren't ready to jump up into the other leagues, and the other leagues are full of veteran players, you know, stopping the actual influx of these kids moving on to the professional levels. And so I think if the under-20 league can be a really competitive league, which can help these kids filter through to the national teams, the under-18, 20, and the senior level, and then on into pro hockey at whatever level that will be. Hey, hopefully a couple of them miss out the elite league and go all the way into the better leagues in Europe and come back and benefit the national team. But it's, you know, you got to take baby steps first to start this thing off. And I think we all understand that it's not just going to happen overnight to where we want it to be eventually. But we'll start it off. And the IHA going to under-20, well, that's a benefit right off the bat.